This is how the sermon process starts. It's ugly sometimes, but I'm going to just give you a little vision, a little glimpse at how it happens this week for me. So for me, it started this week with coupons. Maybe the 90-day limited warranty. And the words, void if detached, came to my mind. And as I was reading the scripture, that line just kind of kept popping up. And I thought about all the places where I've seen these words, void if detached. And I thought about the tags on your mattress and your pillows, and God forbid you should ever remove one of those by threat of law, imprisonment. Void if detached. And I thought about, for some reason, the cereal box tops that I used to collect as a kid. Anybody do that? And for some reason, in some places, it was void where prohibited. And I never could understand why they would prohibit you from collecting box tops in some states in this country. Probably Nevada. I don't know. Void if detached. And then I read a little bit deeper, and in my mind, my free association started going places. And I remember touching the void. And probably what helped with that was moving this week. You get an opportunity to see all the things you haven't seen in years. And one of them was the DVD of the movie called Touching the Void. Anybody see that movie? There's a documentary, so I'm not surprised you didn't see it. It's a fascinating movie. Void. Touching the Void. It's a story about these two mountain climbers, and they're in Mount Everest, but it was a snowy, icy peak, and they had an accident. There was an avalanche, and they're connected by a rope, as climbers often are, and one of them is hanging in an ice sheet with a hammer, and the other one goes over the edge, and they're stuck like that for hours, and finally, the guy who's holding on for dear life, one of them's just dangling, and this guy takes a knife out of his pocket and does what you never do. He cut the rope. Void if detached. And the story, the rest of that documentary, is really quite amazing. We could watch it for movie night. It would be a real... The kids would love it. I'll bring it. Okay. But it tells a story then, and they actually both live. They probably both would have died if he had not have done that. But by some miracle, this guy fell in a crevice, and this guy crawled back, and this guy, he had broken bones to deal with, and he had to get back, you know, and it's freezing, and it's just incredibly challenging physical circumstances. But they both make their way back to camp. That was an awkward conversation, by the way, don't you think? You cut the rope? It's really quite fascinating. It's a moral dilemma. Void. If detached. And then I got a little bit deeper into the scripture, and I found this verse from Jesus where he says, without me, you can do nothing. That's the translation we read that was part of the gathering words today. In the New Revised Standard Version, it says, apart from me, you can do nothing. I like that, the sound of that actually better, because it emphasizes the separation. It's not being without, it's being disconnected. That means we can do nothing. And here's an image I had that flashed, just those words. I don't think it's not Jesus, but it brings to mind this image of an abused woman finally musters up the strength to stand up to her abuser, and she's leaving him. And she's at the door, and on her way out, he says, without me, you're nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing, right? I mean, that's a bitter way of saying the same thing that Jesus says without that kind of bitterness. And then I have this image of a Don Draper type of guy, and dressed to the nines in a suit and a well-appointed office in Madison Avenue somewhere, and he's leaving his partners of business for 25 years, and he's been asked to leave, and he says on his way out the door, without me, you're nothing. Or maybe it's the first string guard on a championship team, and he's been traded, or he's been shifted to another team. and he's on his way out. And maybe he's bitter as well, or maybe it's just overconfidence. But he says the same thing, apart from me, you can do nothing. Void if detached. And I'm thinking what it means to be connected to another person. In a relationship, two climbers bound together by not just a rope, but an understanding, an agreement that you don't cut the rope. Or a husband and a wife, a couple that have committed their lives together for 37 years maybe, with another agreement, an understanding, you don't cut the rope. Void if detached. We're in this together. We're teammates, we're business partners, or church members. Void if detached. Apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. That's the negative. That's the cynical way of saying it. But he has lots of other positive things to say. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. If you are in me, and I am in you, there is no limit to what we can do. And again, I'm not a gardener. You probably picked up on that as I was going over that with the kids. Although I did have a moment this week. I had one of those, you might be a gardener moments. You might be a gardener if you borrow somebody's pickup truck for the sole purpose of moving a compost heap from one house to another house. Who does that? And not just one, but two compost heaps. And to be clear, to paint the picture for you, this is kitchen waste. It's decomposing food, fruits and vegetables, you know. They go straight from the vegetable drawer to the compost heap. Sometimes they pass through the table, but sometimes mostly they just go straight from the drawer to the compost. And we're shoveling this smelly garbage, and one of us is reveling in the black gold, the just beauty of this compost. I shoveled it. I'm just saying, right? I cooperated. I did my part. So anyway, I might be a gardener. But I know that when you cut the vine, when you separate the branch from the vine, you end its ability to produce fruit. And as I was saying with the kids, and I've done this too, you stick it in water and sometimes it grows roots. That's how you plant new plants. That's how you grow new, you sprout new vines. And you can grow more. That's what the whole act of pruning is about. It's an interesting passage in here about Jesus is saying, you know, I am the vine, you are the branches. My Father, he says, the God above, the creator of the universe, is the one who does the pruning and the gardening. We are just fruit producers down here. We're cooperators. We're connected to the source of all life. And what I like about the image, the garden and the vine and the whole thing, is that, and I know, because you can, when you cut it, sometimes you actually see the drips of the life force that comes out of there. We call it sap in some places. And sometimes it's just plain water that's moving from the roots, that's drawing water out of the ground, that becomes, that is just the very essence and source of life for, at the end of the branch. And that water is moving through the veins of the plant, the roots. Think about that. Think about you and me. What's moving through us? The very essence of God. Jesus says it. He says it over and over again. And days like today, it's hard not to just be confronted with it face to face. I am in you, and you are in me. We are in this together. Void, if detached. Together, life flows. Fruit grows. Things happen. The community is transformed because Jesus is flowing through us, and we're reaching out, and we're helping people move, or we're inviting the community in for a health clinic, or we're opening our doors to show a movie like Touching the Void. It'd be a great movie. It's gonna be and or Finding Nemo or something. But because we are connected to one another and to God, we grow. And we produce fruit. Thanks be to God.